chapter 22, Mishnah 1. Chavish Nishbara, if a jug broke and all the wine is flowing out, Matsilin Hamin Mazen Shlesh Sudo. So one can save wine for three meals. What's going on over here? Similar case to the fire, that the rabbis were worried that in your haste to come and save your wine, you're going to run through the public domain and start getting utensils and carrying them back into, you know, through the public domain into your house. So you can only save enough for three meals, only enough wine. But there is a caveat, and that is if you've got one other big utensil, then you can save as much as you want. Because if you've got one big utensil, you're not going to be running and looking for other utensils. It's like the whole rationale of the law falls away. So then you could save as much as you want. You could also say to other people, boy, v'etzilu lachem, come and get wine for yourselves. What you can't do is you can't take an absorbent kind of material, like a sponge, and put it there to absorb the wine. Because what we're worried about, obviously, that you're going to squeeze it out. As we said in the last Mishnah, that is a problem. Now, while we're on the topic of squeezing out, so now this is very practical. Fruit. You can't allow to squeeze fruit to get its juice out of the fruit on Shabbos. And now it's dosh, right? It's extracting something from out of something else. You're extracting the liquid out of the fruit, and that is, it's forbidden, and in many cases, according to Torah law. So you're not allowed to do that. Ve'im yotzim atzman, if the juice seeps out by itself, asurin, then there's a rabbinical decree that it's forbidden, because we worry that you're going to come squeeze the fruit more to get more juice, right? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, im la'eichlan, if the fruit is set aside for eating, hayotzim emuta, and it seeps out a bit of juice, you can actually use the juice in that case. Why? Because if the fruit is set aside for eating, we're not worried you're going to come squeeze it more, because you're messing up your fruit. And therefore, that would be permitted to get the juice that seeped out by itself. The imla mashkin, but if the fruit is set aside for liquid, let's say it's like oranges or whatever that's been set aside for orange juice, then ayotzimim asr, what comes out of it by itself on Shabbos, is forbidden to drink. Chalos tvash shiriskan ma'erev Shabbos, last case, if you have a honeycombs that were crushed before Shabbos, and they just put there on Shabbos and they're lying there, the yatsu ma'atzman, and now the honey drips out by itself, can you use that honey or not? So there is a debate, dispute over here, Surin. The first opinion says you can't use the honey. Why? Because we're worried you're going to go crush the honeycombs to get more honey. Rabbi Lazar Matya, but Rabbi Lazar says it is permitted to eat the honey on Shabbos. He doesn't anticipate that you would go crush them further on Shabbos, and therefore he allows you to do it, and brings the kati over here that the loch is like Rabbi Lazar. So whatever seeps out of the honeycombs by itself, you could go and get benefit from that honey.
So that's actually an exception.